Welcome out here to Atrium Health Ballpark, home of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Myrtle Beach Pelicans, going at it for the second time this week. Welcome out here to Kannapolis as we have the ball game underway now here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch at 7:02 from Jesus Valles, the righty on the bump against Josue Uma. Digging in as the 1-0 big caught in a miss. Count now 1-1. Uma is your leadoff batter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization. Digging in, it'll be Kevin Maid and James Triantos following in the order. 1-1. Off speed and off the plate from Valles. 2-1 your count now as we again welcome you out here to Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Pelicans going at it second time this week. Jesus Valles, the righty on the bump, makes his first start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers this year as the 2-1 is inside to Uma. 3-1 is now your count. First pitch temperature tonight is 99 degrees. It's a little toasty here on Bark in the Park night here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Valles on the bump. Here's the 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four, and Uma is on base with a leadoff walk to begin matters here in tonight's ball game. Again, Josue Uma is your leadoff batter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans tonight. Kevin Medina in order here. Top of the first inning in Kannapolis. Ballers and Pelicans, second time this week. They're going at it as for Jesus Valles, 1-0 with a 9 ERA. 6-foot, 375-pound righty on the bump for the second time for the Kannapolis Cannonballers this season. First pitch to Made. Fastball is outside. 1-0 your count. Josue Uma, switch hitter, is at first base. Kevin Made is at the plate. Valles' pitch is swung on and fouled back. 1-1 now your count on Kevin Made. Rounding out the rest of the order for Myrtle Beach tonight, it'll go Made, Triantos, Kevin Alcantara, center fielder, is in the hole. He'll bat fourth. Ezekiel Pagan, left fielder, bats fifth. Matt Wargentine, first baseman, will bat sixth. 1-1 from Valles. Swung on hard, grounded third, played well by Kath. Throw to second for one, on to first. It's a double play for Jesus Valles and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a 5-4-3 double play grounder from Kevin Made. Uma is out at second base on a 5-4 putout. Quickly now, two down for James Triantos, DH. 7-8-9 the lineup for Myrtle Beach. It'll go Ethan Hearn, the catcher, Jacob Wetzel, right fielder, and Ravage Garcia. Following in the order as Triantos cuts on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 is now your count. Valles again 1-0 with a 9 ERA. He spent most of the season with the Winston-Salem Dash, just sent down yesterday here to Kannapolis. 0-1 cut on and fouled back. 0-2 is now your count. Valles on the bump has appeared once already this year. He very rarely makes starts. He's more of a piggyback out of the bullpen kind of guy. However, he gets us underway tonight and will keep things going on the bump for Kannapolis. 0-2. Up and away, 1-2. Your count now on Triantos. Left to right in the outfield for Isael Gonzalez, Kath Montgomery, Sanchez, and Gladney. Left to right in the infield. On the plate is Colby Smelly for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the pitch is low in the dirt from Valles. 2-2 is now your count. Colby Smelly making his first start behind the plate for the first time in quite a while. He had been DHing for most of the time. Remember, Josue Uma leads off with a walk, a double play here. 2-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Valles. Swung on, little tapper down the third base line. Cat's going to have to charge in. He'll barehand it. It's an infield single for James Triantos. He is on base. Now Kevin Alcantara will dig in. Kevin Alcantara last night picking up a golden sombrero. Four punch outs on the night last night for Alcantara. Valles on the bump, first start of 2022. He did spend most of last year with Kannapolis. Here's the pitch. Swung on a swinging bunt, and it ends up hitting off the bat of Alcantara on the backswing. 0-1 is now your count. Again, a toasty Wednesday night here in Kannapolis. Ballers dropping last night's game 8-5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Winner ended up being Frankie Scalzo, Zach Cable. The righty gets the loss. He's 0-2 now on the year. Valles 1-0 on the year. He is on the bump now. 0-1 count. Triantos at first. Alcantara's next offering from Valles is outside. 1-1 is now your count. Again, a toasty one here on the Bark in the Park night. Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in. You're on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com. Into the MILB first pitch app. 1-1 is off the plate. 2-1. Your count now on Alcantara. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers and Pelicans going at it tonight. Of course, Marlisian. 2-1 count on Alcantara as the heat continues to pour down here at the ballpark. It's a toasty one indeed. Count now on Alcantara. A bit of a malfunction with the pitch clock is resolved. 2-1 count. Runner at first is Triantos. Valles on the bump. Ready to deal the 2-1 offering to Alcantara. Swung on, grounder foul down the third baseline. We'll do another one at 2-2 now. Behind the plate tonight is Chad Patterson. Out in the field, it's Elliot Melton. Here in tonight's Wednesday night matchup. Ballers currently on a four-game losing streak. They were on a five-game winning streak before dropping the last few to Fayetteville and now the opener in last night's ball game to these very Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Be keeping a close eye throughout the night as well on some of the other games in the Carolina League. So we could see a potential clinching situation here in Kannapolis. 2-2 runner going. Pitch of the plate is outside. Throw it a second. They got him at second base. Nice play behind the plate by Colby Smelly. It's a 2-4 caught stealing of James Triantos. And it's an unconventional 1-2-3. Top of the first inning. Quick break. We'll be headed to the bottom of the first here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Thank you. Bottom of the first inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Pelicans going at it for the second time this week. Wilbur Sanchez will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this bottom of the first. First pitch is off the plate. 1-0 your count as the righty Porter Hodge on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Delivers the 1-0. It's swung on and fouled back by Sanchez. 1-1 is now your count. Porter Hodge, the righty, 6'4", 230-pound, 21-year-old, Salt Lake City, Utah, 13th round pick in 2019. By the Chicago Cubs. Here's the 1-1 to Sanchez. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Chasing after it is Alcantara. He'll make the grab on the run. More in right center field area as he does make the grab. Four out number one. It's an F8 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez. Wes Kath, third baseman, will now dig in. Sanchez, Kath, and Colston Montgomery will lead things off for Kannapolis in this bottom of the first inning. Gladney, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Batting fifth is Wilfred Veras, a DH. Colby Smelly, catcher, will bat sixth. Benjamin Bailey will bat seventh. He's the right fielder, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the center fielder, James Beard. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch to Wes Kath. 0-1 is now your count. Kath last night with a home run, a two-run shot last night, helping the Ballers get a lead, which they then later lost in the sixth inning. Cuts on the pitch there as well. 0-2 your count. Kath being more aggressive at the plate. He'll call time from head umpire, home plate umpire tonight in Chad Patterson. 0-2 your count. On the bump is Porter Hodge, the righty, working quickly on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Here's the 0-2. Big swing and a hard liner into left center field. That'll drop and roll all the way to the wall. Sliding on the grab is Alcantara, but Kath is going to round first head for second. It's a stand-up double for the two-hole man for Kannapolis. Wes Kath is on base. He is now in scoring position as well. That'll spring up Colson Montgomery, the shortstop. Kath, it's his 11th double on the year, extending his reach base streak to now 10 games on the year as well. Five-game hit streak for the second-round pick out of Scottsdale, Arizona, Desert Mountain High School. Here's the first-round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox now as Colston Montgomery will dig in. What a great 2022 season it's been for Colston Montgomery as he cuts on the first pitch, fouled off, 0-1 your count. Righty Porter Hodges, 13th start on the year, 4-2 with a 2.76 ERA, 49 innings, 60 punch-outs. Pretty high whip at 1.21. Kath is at second. Montgomery at the plate with an 0-1 count. Montgomery batting a scorching 321 on the year. 0-1 is well inside on Colson. 1-1 your count. Montgomery on a 30-game on-base streak. Yes, you heard me correctly, 30. He has a chance to tie Ian Dawkins tonight for the longest streak since 2019. 1-1 from Hodge. Off speed to bring him up. Now your count on Colson. Ian Dawkins, former Kannapolis Intimidator, had a 31-game on-base streak back in 2019 at the old place, Intimidator Stadium. Here in Kannapolis, though, we're at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2. Swung on, fouled off by Montgomery. Keep it at 1-2 and do it again. Porter Hodge, the righty, working a fastball in there about 95-96 with consistency. He's also got a curveball, slider, and a changeup. Was named the Chicago Cubs Minor League Pitcher of the Month in April. Four starts with a 2-0 record and a sub-2 ERA. 1-2 skips by the catcher in Ethan Hearn. That'll allow Wes Kath to advance to second base. Actually, they're going to say that he did not take that play. What a weird sequence that was, as Kath is at second still. Montgomery will reach base tonight in a odd situation. DJ Gladney will now dig in with two on and one out. Pitch is in there, called strike. 1-0-1 your count now on DJ Gladney. Three hit night for DJ last night. Had a double and a triple. He was a home run shy of the cycle. 0-1. Fastball upstairs, 1-1 your count. They're going to say that Montgomery was hit by the pitch on that ball. So Montgomery is on base for the 31st straight time. 31 consecutive games now for Colson Montgomery. Pretty impressive stuff. 1-1 swung on and fouled off. 1-2 your count on Gladney. Porter Hodge on the bump. 1-2. Big swing and a miss from Gladney on an off-speed pitch. It's a strikeout. First punch, DJ Gladney. It'll send up the DH, Wilfred Veras. Left to right in the outfield tonight for Myrtle Beach. It'll go Pagano, Alcantara, and Wetzel. Garcia, Mede, Uma, and Workentine. Ethan Hearn is behind the dish for Porter Hodge, the righty. Wilfred Veras will dig in. Here's the first pitch. Fastball right down Broadway, 95. 0-1 your count. Veras last night at a home run. 1-for-5 with a home run and RBI. On a five-game on base streak is Wilfred Veras. 0-1. Fastball inside corner called strike two. Wilfred Veras not a fan of that call at all. Hitting coach Cam Seitzer now barking from the home dugout, 0-2 count. Veras didn't like the call at all. Here's the pitch from Porter Hodge. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. We'll do another one at 0-2. Porter Hodge on the year again. He's had a very impressive start to this 2022 season. Last time out, he did get the loss against the Fred Nats, though, as Veras grounds the 0-2 to short. Madej makes the play, fires the second in time to get the force out. It is a 6-4 put out of Colson Montgomery. Four out, number three, as Veras grounds out into a fielder's choice. Take a quick break here. We're through one here at HVM Health Ballpark. We're scoreless between the Ballers and the Pelicans. Quick break. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kevin Alcantara will dig back in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He was at bat last inning, however, his at bat cut short. First pitch, he wastes no time. Listed in the air, center field, caught by center fielder James Beard. Four out, number one here in this top of the second inning. Ballers and Pelicans still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. That'll send up Ezekiel Pagan, the left fielder for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Will be followed by Matt Workentine, first baseman. Jesus Valles back out on the bump. His second inning of action as him and Hunter Dollander are expected to piggyback tonight. They'll split duties on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll see Vaez, and then Hunter Dollander will make his baller's debut a little later on. Vaez's first pitch to Pagan is in there, called strike one. 0-1 your count. First time we've seen Ezekiel Pagan here at Atrium Health Ballpark this week. He had the night off last night. 0-1 fastball is just off the plate. 1-1 is now your count. As for Pagan, 267 on the year. For the outfielder, Pagan has the 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 your count. Pagan from Guayanilla, Puerto Rico, 21 years of age, 13th round pick in 2018. Lefty batter, righty thrower out of the Chicago Cubs organization. Vaez is 1-2. Fastball up and in. 2-2 count now on Pagan. If he call, according to our track man tonight and Shane Smith, however, home plate umpire and Chad Patterson has the official word. 2-2. Fouls it back. Another one coming at 2-2 on Pagan. Pagan, 5 homers, 28 RBIs. He is heavily trailing the leader in Kevin Alcantara. However, 28 RBIs is Wilkins. Alcantara with 47 has had quite the year so far. 2-2 is blooped into shallow left field. Westcath third baseman makes a sliding effort on it, however, can't make the play. Left fielder Bailey will come in and field, but it's not in time. Ezekiel Pagan has a one-out base knock here in the second inning. Myrtle Beach picks up their second hit of the night. That'll send up Matt Wargentine, the first baseman. Morgantine last night did appear for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, best team in the Carolina League entering tonight with a crispy record of 45-19. They're the only team in the entire Carolina League with less than 20 losses. Pitch is off the plate, 1-0 your count. Charleston picking up their 20th loss in last night's ballgame. Of course, we're watching the playoff implications here in the Carolina League very closely. 1-0 is in there, called strike one and off speed pitch. Vaya is a three-pitch mix guy, fastball, changeup, and slider. For the righty from Valencia, Venezuela. Did spend some time last year in high A with the Winston-Salem Dash. However, he's back in Kannapolis tonight. 1-1 lift an eye and foul. Another one coming at 1-2 on Matt Wargentine. Wargentine not finding where the average he's wanted to be. He's at 143 on the year. Homer and 4 RBIs. He does only have 9 strikeouts to his name. This is appearance number 9 on the year for Wargentine out of Windsor, Ontario. 1-2 up and away. 2-2 now your count on the big, tall first baseman in Matt Wargentine. Ethan Hearn, the catcher, waiting on deck. Top of the second inning, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Myrtle Beach Pelicans going at it for the second time this week. Runner going on the 2-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate, though. He struck him out. Jesus Faez picks up his first punch out of the night. Matt Wargentine goes down on strikes. It'll send up Ethan Hearn, the catcher. Ethan Hearn, a sixth-round pick in 2019 by the Chicago Cubs out of Mobile, Alabama. Product of Mobile Christian High School in Mobile, Alabama. 5'10", 200-pound, 21-year-old is Ethan Hearn. Appearance on the series tonight as a pitch is outside from Vaez. 1-0 your count. Runner at first is Ezekiel Pagan, who had a bloop single to left field. Only the second hit on the night for Myrtle Beach. They already were ahead in last night's ballgame at this point. Hearn's 1-0 is cut on and fouled down the first baseline. We'll do another one at 1-1. Wetzel, the right fielder, awaiting on deck. Buddy Bailey and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here at Atrium Health Ballpark with a potential to clinch the division title tonight. They need a win and a Charleston loss. However, the Ballers have other plans. They want to spoil the fun. 1-1 from Vaez. Swung on by Hearn, lifted in the air right field. Gonzalez trails back, but he's going to have to come in on it as the wind takes it away. Gonzalez will now make the grab for out number three here in the top half of the second inning. So Vaez does allow a base runner. However, he does get a couple of clutch outs, I should say, including his first punch out of the evening. Bottom second head your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the second here in Kannapolis, Colby Smelly will lead things off as the first pitch from Porter Hodge is in the dirt, gets behind the catcher and Ethan Hearn. 1-0 is now your count. It'll be Colby Smelly, Benjamin Bailey, and Misael Gonzalez due up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Scoreless ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Hodges 1-0 is off the plate. 2-0 your count now on the big cheese. Colby Smelly back at the catcher spot for the first time in a while as Smelly had been DHing for quite a while as the 2-0 is lifted up and away. 3-0 your count now on Colby. Smelly had been DHing for quite a long time. He actually had been nursing a bit of an upper body injury. He's back in the catcher spot tonight, though. 3-0 is in there, called strike one. 3-1 is now your count on Smelly. Yen Bailey and Gonzalez following in the order. Hodge back out there, his second inning of action. 3-1, fastball is low and inside, ball four. Ballers are on base again here with a leadoff walk for Colby Smelly. It'll send up Benjamin Bailey. Smelly, it's his sixth straight game of reaching base. Last night, he had a multi-hit game, 2-for-4, 2 strikeouts. Draws his 19th walk on the year. That'll bring up Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. First pitch to Bailey, big. 1-1 is now your count. Porter Hodge working the fastball in the mid-90s pretty much all night. Got to face off against Benjamin Bailey, though. Big 6'4 power hitter as the fastball is inside. Ball four is actually going to be a hit by pitch. Bailey is plunked on the arm with a fastball from Porter Hodge. He will take a free pass. You had the right idea. Ball four, you get a free pass. Hit by pitch, you get a free pass. Nonetheless, it is a free pass over to first base. Second baller to be hit by a pitch tonight by Porter Hodge. And that will now send Misael Gonzalez to the plate. Misael Gonzalez has had a night off the last couple of games. He's back in the lineup today. He'll take the first pitch in there, called strike one. 0-1 your count. Gonzalez currently on a four-game reach base streak. First appearance on the series for Misa. adding 186 on the year, three homers, 20 RBIs. 0-1 grounder to short, played well by Made. Throw to second for one on to first. It's a double play. Pelicans pick up a nice little double play in a 6-4-3 for two outs here in this bottom of the second inning. Colby Smilly, though, does advance to third base on the play. Runner on third and two down now for James Beard, the 9-0 man. James Beard getting on base last night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in a couple of instances. First pitch in there called strike one. 0-1 your count. Beard 0-for-3, but he did get a walk as well as a run scored in last night's ballgame. Despite the low batting average of 179, is the 0-1 big swing and a miss, 0-2. So finding ways on base, currently on a four-game reach base streak. Does have 27 walks on the year as well. Beard, a guy that, while he's been struggling at the plate with getting hits, he does find ways to reach base. As the 0-2, big swing and a miss by Beard in the dirt for strike three. The second punch out, on the night for Porter Hodge will finish up matters here in the bottom of the second inning. Led to the third here in Kannapolis. Still scoreless. Pretty lackadaisical ball game so far for both sides. Quick break. Be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wetzel Garcia and Uma do up in the order. Top of the third inning, Myrtle Beach Pelicans facing off here against York and Annapolis Cannonballers, Atrium Health Ballpark. Valles' first pitch of the third inning is popped up high in the air in right field. Misael Gonzalez trailing after him. He'll make the grab on the run. Four out, number one, one pitch, and one out for Jacob Wetzel. It's an F9 in the book, already one down. Top of the third, that'll send it to the 9-0 man, Ravaj Garcia. Ravaj Garcia just added to the roster yesterday for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He'll dig in for his first at-bat as a Pelican, sporting the all-gray tonight. Gray tops, gray pants, baby blue socks. Going to go with the blue caps with the yellow brims that read MB on the front. Down, Ballers, white tops, white pants, blue caps, all blue with Boomer, beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front. 1-0 is away to Garcia. 2-0 is now your count. Valles rocking the red socks tonight. Pants pulled up to the knees for the righty out of Valencia, Venezuela. Garcia's first at-bat so far is a 2-0. Here's the pitch. Swings on it, lifts it in the air right field. Gonzalez's first step is back, but it looks like it's going to shade in as Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, backs up a good 50 feet or so, and he has to make the grab on a back pedal. It's a P4 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez, who covers a lot of ground on a back pedal. He looked like an NFL safety over the middle in a coverage situation. Send it back down to the top of the order for Josue Uma. 1-0 through the order for the first time tonight for Jesus Faez. Pretty stinking good. He's only allowed 2 hits on the evening. As Faez, first pitch to Uma, lifted high and foul. Do another one at 0-1. Faez, 2 2/3, 1 strikeout. He's only faced 2 additional batters to the bare minimum. 0-1, big swing and a miss. 0-2 is now your count. 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout so far in the night for Faez. Again, pretty stinking good night. Righty will kick with the left hand, throw with the right on the 0-2. Swung on, grounder to first. Glad he moves to his right, makes the play, fires to first in time. 4 out, number 3 to the covering, Jesus Faez. Or through 3 here for Jesus Faez. He's had a pretty solid outing on the bump. We'll go to the bottom of the third here in Kannapolis. Still scoreless between the Pelicans and your Ballers on Atrium Health Ballparks. Be a wonderful Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Helody, as always, hanging out with you, having a blast. Be right back in just a moment. Wilbur Sanchez, the lead off the bottom of the third inning. He'll cut on the first pitch and foul it off. 0-1, your count. Porter Hodge back out on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here in the bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a toasty hump day evening. Porter Hodge is 0-1. Beautiful pitch in there called strike 2. 0-2 quickly now. The count on Wilbur Sanchez. It'll be Sanchez, Kath, and Montgomery due up in the order. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, wind is howling a little tonight. Despite the hot temperatures, the wind is helping out a little bit. 0-2 is up and in on Sanchez. 1-2 is now your count. Last time up for Wilbur, he did have a fly out to center field. Ballers first time through the order, only picking up 1 hit. It was a double from Wes Kath. 1-2, big swing and a miss from Wilbur Sanchez. 4 out number 1 of the third inning. It's a swing and a miss, it'll send up Wes Kath. West Cav with a double last time up. First pitch from Hodge. Big swing and a high pop foul. Do one at 0-1. Cav with a double the first time up. Looking for another multi-hit game. It is the Scottsdale, Arizona native. 0-1. Inside and low, picked out by Ethan Hearn, the catcher. Will do 1-1-1. He had mentioned it last night briefly on the broadcast. Triantos, the DH for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans tonight. Is exactly one pick above West Cath in the second round of the 2021 MLB draft. Pitch outside, 2-1 now on Cath. Triantos was 56, Cath was 57. I like West Cath a little better. I'm a one big swing and a miss, 2-2 count. Two very different third basemen. Of course, Triantos de-aging tonight. The two different third basemen. Cath cuts on the 2-2, fouls it off. Another one coming at 2-2. West Cath, a sweet swinging left-handed bat. Really good two-hole spot is West Cath. Really good two-hole batter. Montgomery on deck. He's a pretty good batter anywhere you put him in the lineup. 2-2, fastball right down Broadway for strike three. As West Cath picks up a strikeout now, two down in the third inning. As Porter Hodge is now striking out three consecutive ballers. It'll send up Colson Montgomery, hit by a pitch last time up. First pitch to Montgomery is in the dirt off the corner of the batter's box. That'll be a 1-0 count now on Colson. Off-speed pitch from Porter Hodge was just a little low and inside. 1-0 count now on Colson. Hodge the righty delivers the 1-0. Fastball right down Broadway. 1-1, you're now your count. Colson, of course, the 6'4" shortstop, number one prospect in the White Sox system, has been mashing this year. As he mashes the 1-1 into right field for a base knock. Montgomery is on base for the second time tonight with a two-out single in the third inning. That'll send up DJ Gladney, the first baseman. Both Colson and Gladney picking up multi-hit games last night. DJ last time up had a strikeout in the first inning. Colson with an aggressive lead at first. Gladney cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. 0-1 your count. Big swing and a miss. Throw to first to check on the runner. Montgomery's not in time. Now Colson will need his mama to do some extra laundry for him over there at first base. 0-2 now your count on DJ. Gladney team leader in home runs with 10, RBIs with 38. As he has a fastball inside, Gladney misses it. It'll be a 1-2 count, but it's going to go down as we're going to call it a pass ball on Ethan Hearn, allowing Montgomery to advance to second on the play. It'll go down as a pass ball. 1-2, your count now on DJ. Wilfred Veras, DH awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. DJ Gladney trying to change that here with one swing of the bat. 1-2, swings on it, lifts it high and foul over everyone's head. Here at the ballpark, we'll do another one at 1-2. Montgomery at second with a good lead. Here's Hodges, 1-2. Big swing and a miss. Gladney out on strikes the second time tonight. And that is out number three here in the bottom of the third. Well, we're a third of the way through here this ball game at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Pelicans are still scoreless. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Top of the fourth coming your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. 2-3-4 to up 1-2-3 for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Top of the fourth inning. Kevin Madej will dig in, cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. 0-1 your count now on Madej, the shortstop. Triantos and Alcantara will follow in the order as Jesus Faez in his fourth inning of action. He'll deliver the 0-1. Grounded foul by Madej. 0-2 now, quickly the count. Faez entered tonight's ball game with a 1-0 record and a 9 ERA. He's already cut that down to a 5.14. On the night, has Jesus Faez been a great start to the night for Faez the righty. Here's the 0-2. Fastball low and outside. 1-2 count now on Madej. Faez, the bright red glove out there on the bump. Here's the 1-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jesus Faez picks up his second punch out on the evening. That'll send up James Triantos to DH. First pitch to Triantos. Wasting no time. Lifts it in the air right field. Sanchez, the second baseman, chasing it. After it, Misa making some nice ground over there in right. Covers a lot of ground and makes the grab over near the bullpen. Down the right field line and foul ground. Quickly an F9 in the book and foul ground for Triantos, who's now 1-for-2 on the evening. That'll send up Alcantara, the center fielder. Alcantara flew out to center field back in the second inning. And he's only seen one pitch in that second inning. He saw a couple in the first, however, had his at-bat cut short. Cuts on that first pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 now your count. Alcantara, no lack of physical specimen, the center fielder. 6'6", 188-pound righty-righty from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Again, former product of the New York Yankees organization before being acquired in an Anthony Rizzo trade. 0-1 is inside on Alcantara. 1-1 is your count. Again, just 19 years of age. He doesn't turn 20 until July the 12th. 1-1. In the dirt, picked out by Smelly. 2-1 is now your count. Ballers with some youth on their roster as well. Most guys around the age of 20. Of course, Colson Montgomery at 20. Wes Kath at just 19 years of age. All kinds of youthful talent in the minor leagues nowadays. 2-1, big swing and a miss. 2-2 now, your count. One of the top prospects in baseball making his MLB debut the other day for the Detroit Tigers, Riley Green, the outfielder, under the 2019 draft. 2-2, grounded to shortstop. Montgomery makes the play, doesn't have to move far. Fires over to first in time. Forward out number three. It's 6-3 ground out here in the inning for Kevin Alcantara. 1-2-3 inning in the meat of the order for the inning here in Kannapolis. It is a tie ball game at 0. 0-0 your score. It's like a soccer game. Not much scoring going on here in Kannapolis. Quick break, bottom four headed your way here in just a moment. Yeah. Well, Myrtle Beach's athletic trainer Nick Roberts had to go out all the way to center field for it looked like a checkup on Kevin Alcantara after the top of the fourth inning is complete. Well, at the bottom of the fourth in Kannapolis, Wilfred Veras will dig in. Porter Hodge, the righty, is back on the mound as the 0-1 is in the dirt, unable to be caught by Ethan Hearn. 1-1 is now your count. It'll be Veras, Colby Smelly, and Benjamin Bailey due up in the order. Still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in. 1-1 is inside, 2-1. Your count now on Veras. Last time up, grounded into a fielder's choice. Ended up ending the bottom of the first inning, 2-1. Fastball is outside, and Ethan Hearn can't quite get there. 3-1 now the count on Veras. Dare I say it was just a bit outside. Can't say that on the radio. It's all good. We're on more than just the radio, folks. 3-1. Fastball away again. Ball four. Wilfred Veras draws a leadoff walk here in this fourth inning. A couple of fastballs outside from Porter Hodge. That'll send up now Colby Smelly, the catcher. Colby Smelly drew a walk to lead off the second inning, made it all the way to third base as well on the play, showing bunt, and he ends up pulling it back. Doesn't matter, called strike one. Smelly, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama native. Shelton State Community College product, 13th round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Pitch is inside, 1-1 now. Still trying to make sense of what the athletic trainer for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans was going out to center field for, other than just to check up on Alcantara. 1-1 in there, called strike two. 1-2, your count. Alcantara, a top prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. Of course, the Cubs doing well to keep an eye on their top prospects. 1-2 outside. 2-2 now your count on Colby Smelly. Myrtle Beach littered with all kinds of talent in the Cubs organization. Picking up six of the top prospects in the Cubs organization. Of course, Triantos, top prospect. 2-2, lined into right field. That'll drop in front of the right fielder, Wetzel, and be a base knock for Colby Smelly. He's on base the second time tonight. Is now the runner at first, and Veras advances to second on the play. Two on and nobody out now for Benjamin Bailey. Benjamin Bailey last time up, ended up getting plunked with a fastball from Porter Hodge, who's already picked up two high pitches tonight. First pitch to Bailey is off the plate. Hearn has to drift to his right, make the grab, 1-0 count. Porter Hodge seems to be working that outside fastball. Can't quite find his way with it, though, as Ethan Hearn is getting a workout behind the plate. 1-0 to Bailey. Off the plate again outside, 2-0 your count. And Porter Hodge really trying to find that spot, and he's just not hitting it. It'll be now a mound visit. Ethan Hearn will go out and chat with Porter Hodge. Again, the righty from Salt Lake City, Utah, making his 13th start on the year. He's gone as long as five innings in a single start. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. He went four innings last time out against the Fredericksburg Nationals before giving up two runs, one earned, three hits. He did walk three in that ballgame as well. Two walks tonight for Kannapolis. 2-0 from Hodge. It is off the plate. 3-0 count now on Bailey. Good eye from the tall Alegre, Panama left fielder for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. 2-1, nobody out. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch from the righty Hodge. Another fastball, another one outside. Ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issued to Benjamin Bailey. Now all of a sudden, bases are chuck full of ballers for Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder. Now that'll prompt a mound visit from more than just the catcher. They'll toss it over to Clayton Mortensen, pitching coach for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Longtime former reliever in the major leagues. Pitched some of the Red Sox, the Rockies, a couple other teams in Major League Baseball. Now he finds himself in the Cubs organization as a pitching coach here in Low A. While they're doing a mound visit, perfect time for us to take a peek at some of the other games going on here in the Carolina League. Of course, the first half wrapping up after tomorrow night's game action. Tomorrow night is the final night of game action in the first half, so we will see some playoff clinching moments tonight and tomorrow here across the Carolina League. First game we'll take a peek at is Carolina and Down East. The Wood Ducks hosting the Mudcats 1-0. Wood Ducks lead 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Of course, here in Kannapolis, we are scoreless. Myrtle Beach and Kannapolis. Salem taking a 5-2 lead over the Frednats. That's a big-time lead for Salem. And Salem and Fredericksburg are actually currently tied for second place. With a loss, the Frednats would be eliminated from contention for the first half division title. First pitch to Misael Gonzalez is in there, called strike one. Fredericksburg, Lynchburg, and Salem. If any of those teams lose, they are eliminated. They need to win out. 0-1 is inside from Hodge on an off-speed pitch. 1-1 is your count. The big one that Myrtle Beach is keeping an eye on tonight would be Charleston and Columbia. River Dogs need to lose and Myrtle Beach needs to win for the Pelicans to clinch the division. 1-1 off the plate. 2-1 down the count on Misa. 4-0 River Dogs on the top of the fourth inning. Scoreless in Fayetteville with Augusta visiting playoff implications. Both teams are out of the race. 2-1 big swing and a miss from Misa. 2-2 your count. Again, bases loaded, nobody down. Ballers in a big spot here, trying to create some offense. And we did have a postponement on our hands tonight. Lynchburg is not going to be able to play tonight due to some weather up in Delmarva. 2-2 from Hodges in the dirt, picked out by Hearn. Count now run full on Misael Gonzalez. Ballers with bases loaded and nobody out. Runner on third is Veras. Runner at second is Colby Smelly. Benjamin Bailey's at left field. He is on first base. James Beard on deck. Misael Gonzalez at the plate. 3-2 from Hodge. Off the plate, ball four, and we are now on the board. Kannapolis Cannonballers pick you up the first run of the ball game. It's a bases-loaded walk, allowing Wilfred Veras score on the play. Smelly to third, Bailey to second, and Misael Gonzalez draws the third walk of the inning. Now Myrtle Beach is more than likely going to have to get some action going in the bullpen. It'll send James Beard, the nine-hole man, up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch to Beard, big swing and a miss from the Brookhaven Mississippi native. 0-1 your count. Well, bases loaded walk is the first run of the ball game tonight. We had a walk-off bases loaded walk a couple of weeks ago here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 fastball is outside. 1-1 your count now on the chef, James Beard. Most of the night, Porter Hodge has been working that outside corner, trying to find it. However, it looks like a tighter strike zone tonight from Chad Patterson behind the plate. 3-1. There's a fastball right down Broadway for strike two. Found his spot there right down the middle. Leadoff batter in Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. 3-2 count on Beard. Bases are still loaded here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball is outside. Ball four. Another bases loaded walk. And now Kannapolis finds himself ahead 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth at Atrium Health Ballpark. Smelly will score. Bailey to third base. Gonzalez to second. James Beard will reach first base. It's now four walks in the inning for Porter Hodge. Send it back to the top of the order now in Wilbur Sanchez. Again, still nobody out. Porter Hodge now at five walks on the evening. Sanchez cuts on the first pitch, lifts it high and foul. Another one coming at 0-1. Sanchez 0-2 on the night with a flyout and a strikeout. However, Porter Hodge seems to have lost his way on the mound. He can't find his spots. 0-1. Swung on, fouled off again by Sanchez. Other way. 0-2 your count. There is an arm warming for Myrtle Beach down the line. Looks like Tanner Jessen Dalton is getting loose down the line. The Canadian righty. 0-2, fastball up and in on the chinny-chin-chin of Wilbur Sanchez. 1-2, your count. Now on La Chispa. Again, another top prospect in the White Sox organization is Wilbur Sanchez. Listed at number 23 in the top 30. 1-2, up and in on Sanchez. 2-2 now, your count. It almost hit Sanchez in the head. Thankfully, Wilbur, with a good eye and good pitch recognition. Ethan Hearns is now going to come chat with Porter Hodge, who's found himself in a bad spot in this fourth inning. Again, Tanner Jessen Dalton is getting loose down the line for Myrtle Beach. Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. 17th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago Cubs is getting loose down the third base line. Hodge, the tall righty from Salt Lake City, Utah. Again, on the year, this is a new season high and a single outing as far as walks go. He's got 5 on the night. He did have 4 back on May the 12th against Charleston. However, he's got 5 tonight against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-2. Big swing and a miss from Sanchez for strike 3. It is now out number 1 in this fourth inning. That'll send up Wes Kath, the third baseman, but not before the manager for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in Buddy Bailey will come out and have a chat. That is the end of the night for Porter Hodge. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network as pitching change is on the way for Myrtle Beach. We'll take a quick break and be right back with all the details on the new arm. Six-foot-two, 195-pound righty, product of Holy Trinity Academy in Alberta, Canada. It's Tanner Jessen Dalton, a new arm on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Bottom of the fourth, 2-0 your score. Kannapolis Cannonballers picking up a 2-0 lead on two bases-loaded walks from Porter Hodge, the righty for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They still have bases loaded. 0-1, count one out. 0-1, big swing and a miss from Wes Kath. 0-2 is now your count. Again, Tanner Jessen Dalton, 6'2", 195-pound, 25-year-old, 17th-round pick in 2019 by the Chicago Cubs. West Cath will dig in. 1-for-2 on the night at a double back in the first inning. Here's the 0-2. Big swing and a miss from Cath for strike three. Cath is down on strikes for the second time tonight. That's now two straight punchouts in the lineup for Kannapolis. It'll send up Colson Montgomery. Bases loaded and two down. Tanner Jessen Dalton technically on a rehab assignment with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Started the year last year with the South Bend Cubs. Ended up placing him on the injured list. Here's the pitch. Upstairs to Montgomery. 1-0 your count. Fastball in there called strike one. 1-1 your count. Montgomery with the average up to 325 on the year so far. They single back in the third inning. Pretty stinking good stuff from the number one prospect in the White Sox system, Colson Montgomery. 1-1. Off speed. In there called strike two from Jessen Dalton. Nice pitch from the righty. Fastball, curveball, slider, and splitter for the former Sacramento State product, Tanner Jessen Dalton. Bailey's at third. Gonzalez at second. James Beard is at first. 1-2 is inside. Hearn can't corral the ball. It gets loose. No runners move ahead, though. 2-2 is now your count. DJ Gladdy waiting on deck here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers have picked up two runs thanks to two bases loaded walks. Here's the pitch from the righty, Jessen Dalton. Fastball just misses outside. Count will now run full on the Holland Hammer, Colson Montgomery. Jessen Dalton, 3-2 count, two outs, bases loaded, runners going. Here's the pitch, swung on, lifted high, and fouled by Montgomery. Another one coming at 3-2. Jessen Dalton spending all of 2021 with the South Bend Cubs up in the Midwest League. 2-3 with a 7.61 ERA. He pitched to the Eugene Emeralds back in 2019 in the Northwest League in short season A-ball. 3-2 from Dalton is off the plate, ball four. Another bases loaded walk here in the inning. Montgomery with a free pass to first base. He has advanced to first base in every at-bat so far tonight. Bailey scores, Gonzalez to third, and James Beard to second base. So that's now three runs crossing the plate. Now DJ Gladney will dig in, still bases loaded and two down. Montgomery a hit by pitch, a single and a walk. So now the Ballers send the ninth batter of the inning to the plate to face off against Jessen Dalton. Gladney cuts on the pitch, broken bat, blooper to first base, caught by Workentine as the bat snaps in half on the swing from Gladney. That'll end matters here in the fourth inning. We'll head to the fifth here in Kannapolis, Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 3-0 thanks to three bases loaded walks here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ezekiel Pagan will lead off the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Myrtle Beach Pelicans going at it. Kannapolis picking up three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning thanks to three bases loaded walks. Pagan will lead off for Myrtle Beach. He'll be followed by Wargantine and Ethan Hearn. Big swing and miss on the 0-1 from Pagan. 0-2, now your count. Jesus Valles on the bump, 0-2. Grounder over to second base. Wilbur Sanchez charges it, makes the play, fires first in time. Four out number one. It is a 4-3 ground out. Four out number one. Pagan now 1-for-2 on the night. They'll send up Wargantine, the first baseman. Wargantine is 0-for-1 with a strikeout on the evening as there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like it is Hunter Dollander out there, Evans, Georgia native. First pitch from Valles is inside, 1-0 count, looks like a slider to Matt Wargantine. Valles in his fifth inning of action, sitting at about 53 pitches right now. Big swing and a miss on the 1-0, 1-1 now your count. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, Pelicans need a win tonight, a Charleston loss to clinch the division. 1-1 in the dirt, picked out by the catcher, Smelly. 2-1 now on the way for Wargantine. One of two Canadians on the team. Of course, the other one, Tanner Jessen Dalton, is the current arm on the bump for Myrtle Beach. Valles, though, is on the bump at the moment for Kannapolis. 2-1. Outside, 3-1 now on Wargantine. Ethan Hearn, catcher, waiting on deck. Ballers looking to hold on here and get a good outing for Valles. 3-1. Inside, ball four, as Wargantine will reach base for the first time tonight. It'll draw a one-out walk. It'll send Ethan Hearn, the catcher, to the plate. Ethan Hearn last time up with a flyout back in the second inning. Getting his first action on the year is Ethan Hearn. Oh for one on the evening. Decent lead at first for Wargantine. Valles on the bump. Hasn't had a base runner in three innings now. First pitch in there called strike, 1-0-1 your count. Last time Valles had a base runner to deal with was back in the second with a single from Ezekiel Pagan. Very solid night of work so far for Valles. 4 1/3, only two hits for Myrtle Beach as the pitch is grounded foul by Ethan Hearn. 0-2 now your count. Valles 4 1/3, two punch outs, so nothing too crazy in the punch out numbers, but two shutout innings with only two walks. Efficient starting pitching from Jesus Valles. Of course, tomorrow night, Kannapolis will get another efficient starter on the bump. We'll get Nore Vera on the mound for his third start as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Has not allowed a run yet. 0-2 from Valles. Swung on, lifted high, and foul into foul ground. We'll do another one at 0-2. Actually hits off the railing on the suite level and ends up in the seating bowl in the front row of section 110. Congrats down there. Fan makes the grab. Hit off the very edge of the seating rail on the suite level here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It was a high major league pop-up in foul ground from Ethan Hearn. A fan in the front row gets a souvenir. In the front row of Atrium Health Ballpark, you're completely behind a net. Chances are very unlikely you get a foul ball. However, nothing is impossible. Pitches up and in on Hearn. 1-2 is now your count. Wetzel, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Vaez on the bump. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ethan Hearn is now 0-for-2 on the night as he strikes out. Jesus Vaez gets his third punch out on the evening. Now two down and a runner on for Wetzel, the right fielder. It didn't take long in last night's ball game for somebody up here in the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark to bring up a Wetzel's Pretzels joke up here. Pitches inside to Jacob Wetzel. 1-0 your count. Can't say I've ever had him. I've heard good things. Top of the fifth in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the best team in the Carolina League. Ballers showing the hate. Maybe we're the best team in the Carolina League. 1-0 in there, called strike one. 1-1 is your count. Wetzel's only seen three pitches all night. He swung on the first pitch and lifted a fly ball into right field for an out back in the third inning. 1-1. Big swing and a miss on the 1-1. Now 1-2. Vaez working the slider on the inside corner. Garcia, the third baseman, awaiting on deck. Pelicans so far have a zero in the run column. Of course, the run column the most important of all of the three columns. 1-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, shallow left field. Looks like Wes Kath, third baseman, is trailing after it in shy foul ground. He makes the grab on a P5 for out number three. So Myrtle Beach does get a base runner in the form of a walk, but Jesus Vaez quickly takes care of business, and we'll head now to the bottom of the fifth in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 3-0. Quick break. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tanner Jessen Dalton back out on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Bottom of the fifth inning in Kannapolis. 3-0 score in favor of the good guys. Kannapolis Cannonballers. Big swing and a miss from Wilfred Veras. 0-1 is now your count. Colby Smelly and Benjamin Bailey will follow in the order here. This bottom of the fifth inning again. Ballers hold a 3-0 lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 0-1. Big swing and a miss. 0-2 is now your count on Wilfred Veras. Eventful night already for Veras. Fielder's choice and a walk. He also scored the first run of the ball game on a bases-loaded walk from Porter Hodge. 0-2 is up and in. 1-2 count now on Veras. Can close the book on Porter Hodge as well. We have the opportunity. 1-2. Off-speed, ring him up, got him looking. Wilfred Veras is down on strikes to lead off this fifth inning. One down now for Colby Smelly. Porter Hodges night, 3 1/3, 3 hits, 3 runs all earned, 5 walks, and 6 punchouts for the starter, Porter Hodge. Tanner Jessen Dalton is the new arm in the ballgame for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Here's the pitch from Smelly. From Jessen Dalton to Smelly, I should say. It's up and off the plate. 1-0 your count. Here's the 1-0. Big swing and a miss from Smelly. 1-1. Now your count on Big Cheese, El Queso Grande, Colby Smelly. Baldur's with a big time 3-0 lead. Of course, against a very skilled Myrtle Beach team. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. Count now on Colby. Bailey awaiting on deck. Jessen Dalton's 1-2 is off the plate. 2-2 now your count on Colby Smelly. Well, despite it being an absolute furnace of a night here in Kannapolis, now that the sun has set, turned out to be a relatively decent night out here. It's pretty hot. However, you sit outside with a cold drink and you should be okay. 2-2. Swung on, lifted in foul ground down the first baseline. It will land foul. Heads up over there in the right field terrace as looks like there is not a play made and it'll end up on the concourse. Heads up over there by the tent over there where we have a bunch of adoptable puppies. Two count now will be on the way for Colby Smelly. Jessen Dalton's 2-2. Fastball inside. Now the count runs full on El Queso Grande. Benjamin Bailey again awaiting on deck ever so patiently. Jessen Dalton's 3-2. Up and away, ball four. It is a walk for Colby Smelly. He's reached base every time he stepped to the plate tonight. He's got two walks and a single to his name. He'll send up the left fielder, Benjamin Bailey. Benjamin Bailey on the evening, hit by a pitch and a walk. In fact, the only two ballers that have not reached base tonight are Wilbur Sanchez and DJ Gladney. Big swing and miss from Bailey. 0-1 your count. Bailey, 6'4" outfielder from Vista Alegre, Panama. Cuts on the 0-1. Grounder to second base. Making the play is Uma. Flips to second for one. On to first. It's an inning-ending double play. 4-6-3 style for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as Bailey grounds out into a double play. That is the third out of the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll head to the sixth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 3-0 over Myrtle Beach. Quick break in just a moment. Ravaj Garcia will lead things off top of the sixth inning against the new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch is off the plate, 1-0 your count. For the first time in a month, the Arati, 6'2", 185-pound, 23-year-old from Albany, Indiana, third-round pick in 2020. Addison Coffey is on the bump. 1-0 lifted in the air, left field caught by Benjamin Bailey. Four out, number one. It's an F7 in the book. 4-1 down now in the sixth inning. Addison Coffey on the bump for the first time in over a month here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Back to the top of the order now in Josue Uma. Coffey last pitched here at Atrium Health Ballpark back on May the 19th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Ended up on the development list for the better part of the first half of the month of June. He's back though now. He is on the bump. First pitch to Uma. Inside. 1-0 count now on Uma. 0-1 of the night with a ground out and a walk to his name. It is Josue Uma. Coffey's 1-0. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field. Pretty deep, but Bailey will keep it in the ballpark. Just shy of the warning track, makes the grab. F7 in the book for Uma as well. Two down now for Kevin Madej. Addison Coffey on the year, 3-2 with a 6.75 ERA, 13 in the third inning, 17 punch outs, 10 walks. Opponents batting 328 against Addison Coffey, former Wabash Valley JUCO product. Here's the first pitch to Madej off the plate and away, 1-0 your count. Coffey, what a great story he is. He's had a long and widening journey here to Kannapolis. He's faced a boatload of injuries and struggles with finding a place to land in college to play baseball. Nonetheless, his passion for the game has led him here to Kannapolis. 1-0 is up and away. 2-0 your count. Pretty high draft pick. Third round pick in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox. He's got a great opportunity here in Kannapolis to keep showing his worth. Former two-way guy. Actually played shortstop quite a bit in college. 2-0 lifted high and foul. 2-1 now the count. Actually talked to Addison a couple of weeks ago, and I said, man, do you miss it? And he says, absolutely. He still wants to pick up a bat for sure Sunday. Hey, you never know. Maybe we'll see Addison Coffey as a two-way guy again soon. 2-1. Fastball right down Broadway. 2-2 now the count on Madej. 0-2 on the night. Ground out in the first and a strikeout in the fourth. Addison Coffey enjoying pitching against righties this year. 250 with 10 punch outs. 2-2. Fastball is just low at the plate on Madej. Count now run full. Triantos, the DH, waiting on deck. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-2 from Coffey. Swung on, chopped over to third base. Westcath, the clean play, fires over to first in time. Four out, number three. A needed 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Addison Coffey. He'll send us into the bottom of the sixth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Quick break. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 8-9-1, due up 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Misael Gonzalez will dig in. First pitch is off the plate from the righty on the bump. It's Tanner Jessen Dalton. 1-0 is now your count on Misa. 0-for-1 of the night. He does have a walk, though, back in the fourth inning, as did many Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gonzalez lifts the 1-0 high in the air center field, but Alcantara will be able to make the play and the catch out there in center for out number one. Is now a F8 in the book for Misa. He'll send it to James Beard, the center fielder. James Beard, another one. 0-for-1 tonight with a walk in that fourth inning. Wilbur Sanchez back on deck. First pitch, Beard showing bunt. He gets contact, however, it lands foul. 0-1, your count now on the chef, James Beard. Jessen Dalton in his third inning of action here tonight. James Beard digging in for the third plate appearance on the evening. Time called by Jessen Dalton. 0-1 count, one out, bottom six, time called. Going to be a pitch clock violation issued to Jessen Dalton. It'll be a 1-1 count now on James Beard. Big swing and a miss on the 1-1, 1-2 now the count. Home plate umpire tonight, and Elliot Milton is offering the pitch clock and the umpiring calls tonight behind the plate. 1-2 in the dirt, picked out by Hearn. Another one coming at 2-2. Looks like another arm getting loose for Kannapolis down the line. There is one as well warming up for Myrtle Beach. 2-2, swung on and missed on a fastball for strike three. James Beard strikes out for the second time tonight. Now two down, nobody on for Wilbur Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez, one of only two ballers to not reach base yet tonight. Sanchez 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a flyout in the first as well. Jessen Dalton on the bump. Here's the pitch. Fastball is inside. 1-0 your count now. Ballers in the midst of a four-game losing streak. Looking to snap that tonight. You're against the best team in the Carolina League, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pitch is off the plate. 2-0 now the count on Wilbur. They were on a five-game winning streak. They won the final two games of the home series against the Downeast Wood Ducks and found a struggle in the end of the Fayetteville series. Pitch inside to Sanchez, now 3-0. Looks like the ball from the third base bullpen, that is Myrtle Beach's bullpen, got loose. A little delay in the action, 3-0 count. Here's the pitch from Jessen Dalton to Sanchez, is up and away, ball four. Four-pitch walk now, Wilbur Sanchez is on base for the first time tonight. It's now DJ Gladdy, the only baller yet to reach base on the night. Wes Kath will dig in 1-for-3 with a double back in the first. Runner going on the first pitch. Strike at the plate. Throw into second base is not even close. Wilbur Sanchez picks up another stolen base here in this sixth inning. It'll now be a runner in scoring position for Westcath. 1-0 count, 0-1 count at the plate. Sanchez, blazing speed. 27-for-27 now in stolen bases. 0-1 count, time called, and Looks like Ethan Hearn will come out and chat with Jess and Dalton. Just a quick mound visit. We'll get play underway here again in just a moment. Elliot Melton will issue another mound visit. Fourth one of the night. Oh-1 count on Kath. Here's the pitch from Jessen Dalton. Big swing and miss from Kath. 0-2, now your count. Colson Montgomery, shortstop awaiting on deck. Ballers holding on to a 3-0 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What's turned out to be a pretty nice evening here in Kannapolis. It was a scorcher today here at the park. 0-2, big swing and a miss from Kath. It is a foul tip strikeout. That'll now be the end of the sixth inning. Well, we're through six here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Still three innings left to go now as there'll be a new arm on the way. Quick break. We'll be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the seventh inning. It's Bowen Plagey, new arm on the bump as the first pitch to Triantos is off the plate. 1-0 is now your count. Bowen Plagey, 6'2", 210-pound, 24-year-old from Jacksonville, Florida, product of Auburn as well as St. Mary's College of Maryland, delivers the 1-0 outside to Triantos. Now 2-0 your count. It'll be Triantos, Alcantara, and Pagan due up in the order. Plagey, the third different arm used by Kannapolis tonight. 2-0. Swung on, grounded foul down the third baseline. We'll do another one at 2-1 on Triantos. DH tonight is Triantos. He did play third last night. Gets the night off in the field. 1-for-2 tonight with a single in the first. Plagey on the bump. 1-1 with a 6.62 ERA. 2-1 cut on and fouled off. Another one coming at 2-2. Plagey last pitch back on the 18th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Two innings, two hits. Four runs. It was just one earned, though. No walks and one punch out. Plagey allowing opponents to bat 232. 2-2. Fastball just outside. Now count runs full on Triantos. Close call according to our track man tonight and Shane Smith. However, now a full count on Triantos. Alcantara waiting on deck. 3-2 from Plagey. Big swing and a foul tip. Unable to be corralled by Smelly. We'll do another 3-2 on the number 4 prospect of the Chicago Cubs organization in James Triantos. Triantos from Fairfax, Virginia. Second round pick in 2021. By the Chicago Cubs out of the NL Central. 3-2 count, nobody out here in the seventh inning. Ballers lead 3-0. All the runs coming in the fourth off of bases loaded walks. 3-2. Swung on hard liner down the left field line. It'll land fair into the corner. Goes the liner from Triantos. Rounding first, headed for second is Triantos. He's in there safely. Leadoff double here in this top of the seventh inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans DH. Now one on, nobody out for Kevin Alcantara. Time called immediately by Colby Smelly. It'll be a mound visit for Bowen Plegge from Colby Smelly. Of course, Plegge has never pitched against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans before. Nobody on this Kannapolis Cannonballers staff had pitched against the Pelicans before this series. First time these two sides have ever faced off. First time Myrtle Beach has ever played in Kannapolis. Also the first time ever that the White Sox low-A affiliate and the Cubs low-A affiliate face off against each other. Kind of a weird sequence. It's never happened before, but it's happened now here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Alcantara will dig in. First pitch from Plegge off the plate. 1-0 count now on Alcantara. On the evening, 0-2, the flyout and a ground out. 1-0, swung on hard, liner foul, heads up in the right field terrace area. It is down in the front row of the right field terrace. A couple fans hanging out down there, enjoying the nice night. One-to-one, your count now on Alcantara. Again, Plegge, 1-1, 6.62 ERA, 17 2/3 innings he's delivered so far on the year for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1, big swing and a miss from Alcantara, 1-2, now your count. Plegge going longer and longer into his outings as of late. He did have a 3 2/3 outing back on the 3rd of June against the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-2 pops high in the air into right field, trailing towards the corner, just in fair ground. Makes the play, does Misael Gonzalez, as running over to third base on the play will be James Triantos. It'll go down as a in foul ground, noted by our home plate umpire in Elliot Melton. It is a F9 in foul ground. For out number one, Triantos, though, advances to third on the play. It'll send up Ezekiel Pagan, the left fielder. Bowen Plegge, one of a few guys that actually helped out with our Kannapolis Cannonballers Youth Baseball Camp this morning. We'll have the second half of that camp tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. here at the ballpark. We still have space available for our July camp. So if you're a youngin', ages 5 to about 15, I believe, is the cutoff. Be sure you check that out. You can hang out with a couple of Kannapolis Cannonballers players here at Atrium Elf Ballpark and work on your skills. 1-0 is inside. 2-0, your count now on Ezekiel Pagan. 1-for-2 on the night. And a single back in the second. Runner at third is Triantos. Here's the pitch. Liner into right field. That'll drop in front of Misael Gonzalez. Scoring on the play will be Triantos. And Ezekiel Pagan contributes with an RBI single here in the seventh inning. Myrtle Beach now is on the board thanks to an RBI single. And it'll now send up Matt Warkentine, the first baseman. Bowen Plegge for the second straight outing allows a run. He actually had a clean outing back on June the 14th at Fayetteville. 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs. Second time, though, in a row, he has allowed a run. Started his tenure with the Cannonballers, completely scoreless outings. Then he ran into some trouble on the road, as did many Ballers pitchers. Warkentine will dig in. First pitch in the dirt. Gets by the catcher in Smelly. It'll go down as a wild pitch, allowing Pagan to advance to second base on the play. Again, a wild pitch from Plagey sends Pagan to second. And now time call. John Eli is going to trot out to the mound and chat with Bowen Plagey. Talk a little strategy here. Ballers pitching staff had been in a good spot tonight thanks to a good, solid outing from Jesus Valles, starter for Kannapolis tonight. Five innings of shutout baseball, two hits, two walks, and three punchouts. Addison Coffey, one clean inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, no nothing from Addison Coffey. However, Bowen Plagey running into a bit of a tight spot here in this seventh inning. Warkentine will now dig in. 0 for 1 on the night with a strikeout. One-oh count on Warkentine. Here's a pitch from Bowen Plagey. Fastball in there called. Strike one, 1-1 your count. Good pitch from the righty. Plagey actually played a little bit of everything in college. Actually was a catcher. Helped out today in the hitting cages. Some of our youngsters helping them with tee work. A little bit of soft toss. 1-1. Check on the runner at second base is not in time. We'll have to await the 1-1. Pitchers can rake too. Bowen Plagey's a pitcher that can rake. He did so in college. White Sox, though, moving him to strictly a pitcher. Here at the low A level, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Honored you can join us here at the beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark as 1-1 is off the plate. Colby Smelly will have to retreat. Goes down as another wild pitch on Bowen Plagey. And now Pagan is at third base. He's advanced on two wild pitches. Now a 2-1 count on Matt Warkentine. Plagey now with two wild pitches in the very same at-bat. It's the tall first baseman, Warkentine. Again, 6'6". Bowen Plagey standing at just 6'2". 2-1. Lifted high and foul. 2-2 now your count. I say just 6'2". 6'2 is not small. Plagey's a physical specimen out there on the bump. Only three guys below 6 foot on the entire Kannapolis Cannonballers roster. 2-2 from Plagey. Big swing and miss at the plate. He struck it out. Bowden Plagey picks up his first punch out of the night. It is Matt Warkentine, the swing and a miss. It is his second strikeout of the night. That'll send up Ethan Hearn, the catcher. Ethan Hearn on the night, 0 for 2, the flyout and a strikeout. Here's the pitch from Plagey. Fastball just outside, 1-0 count. 92 miles an hour with the fastball for Bowen Plagey. Wetzel is on deck. Ballers holding on to a 3-1 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Wednesday evening. 1-0 is in the dirt. It'll be a 2-0 count now on Hearn. Hearn, the Alabama product. Bowen Plagey spent some time in Alabama, went to Auburn. 2-0. Fastball in there called strike one, upper quadrant of the strike zone. Not a fan of the call was Ethan Hearn. However, he has to live with it as he's now got a 2-1 count. Hearn cuts on the 2-1, lifts an eye and foul. 2-2 now on the way for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans catcher. One strike away from getting out of this jam is Bowen Plagey. And tying run at the plate currently for Myrtle Beach, it's Ethan Hearn. 2-2 count, two outs. Top of the seventh here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-1 your score. Ballers lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-2 off the plate and away. Now a count run full on Ethan Hearn. Pagan is at 30 at a single, and he's advanced on two wild pitches from Bowen Plagey. 3-2 count. Here's the delivery. Swung on, grounded, foul. Heads up over there in the Myrtle Beach dugout. Hard liner over there. Could have hurt somebody. We'll do another one at 3-2. We'll get you a check on some of the other scores in the Carolina League as well. As again, Myrtle Beach looking to clinch the division title tonight. 3-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Bowen Plagey picks up his second punch out of the night. It is Ethan Hearn, the catcher, for out number three here in the top of the seventh inning. Myrtle Beach does get one run back, but the Ballers lead 3-1. Headed into the bottom of the seventh. Quick break. Be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the seventh here in Kannapolis. Colson Montgomery will lead things off. First pitch is in there, called strike one. New arm on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It is 6'3", 205-pound lefty from Voorhees, New Jersey. Adam Lasky is now on the bump for old Myrtle Beach. Pitch is in the dirt to Montgomery. 1-1 is now your count. Lasky, four-pitch mixed guy, four-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. This is the 6'3 lefty, former Duke Blue Devil, 19th round pick in 2019. 1-1 up and in on Montgomery. 2-1 now your count. Colson has reached base in every plate appearance tonight. Hit by a pitch, a single, and a walk for the Holland Hammer. Colson Montgomery, 2-1. Grounder through the hole into left field for a base knock. Montgomery just can't stop finding his way on base. He's now 2-4-4 on the evening. They'll send up DJ Gladney, first baseman. He's reached base in every at-bat tonight. 2-for-2, I should say. As a walk and a hit-by-pitch don't count. Gladney will now dig in. One on, nobody out. Of course, we'll get a peek here. Out-of-town scoreboard time, of course, here in Kannapolis. The Ballers lead 3-1. Myrtle Beach looking for a victory tonight. Otherwise, they would have to wait till tomorrow to clinch the division. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 count now on Gladney. Salem Red Sox beating the Fredericksburg Nationals by a score of 5-4, top of the seventh up in Salem. Of course, that ball game with some implications on the North Division. With a loss tonight, Fredericksburg would be eliminated. 1-0 from Lasky. Off speed in there, called strike one. 1-1 count now on Gladney. Salem leading 5-4 with a win tonight. They move to 34-31. Fredericksburg would be eliminated from the first half contention. 1-1 grounded foul by Gladney. 1-2 your count. Charleston leading 8-0 in the top of the eighth inning over the Columbia Fireflies. Looks like Charleston's going to pick up a big-time victory. They'll move to 46-20 if the record holds right now. Myrtle Beach is down 3-1, so with a loss tonight, the two sides will be tied. 1-2, Scott in the air into right center field, chasing after it is Alcantara. He'll camp in right field, and right center field, I should say, and make the grab for out number one. It's an FA in the book for DJ Gladney. 0-4-9, that'll send up Wilfred Veras. So assuming the current results hold, Pelicans and the River Dogs would be exactly tied. Game that's not got any playoff implications, Fayetteville and Augusta. 2-1 out in Fayetteville, Peckers lead. Pitch in there called strike one. Lasky delivers a fastball to Veras, 0-1 your count. Big loss tonight for the Carolina Mudcats. They did lead tonight over three other teams in the North Division. One cut on and fouled off. 0-2 count now on Veras. Carolina entered tonight with a one-game lead. However, now dropping tonight's ballgame 1-0 to the Downeast Wood Ducks, who are slightly eliminated from a contention. 0-2 in the dirt, picked out by the catcher, Hearn. 1-2 now the count on Wilfred Veras. Lynchburg and Delmarva are postponed tonight up in Delmarva. We'll take a peek and see when that doubleheader will be. They will have to play a doubleheader at some point this week. 1-2, grounded foul. Another one coming at 1-2 on Wilfred Veras. Of course, the first half ending after tomorrow night's game action. Carolina with a big loss tonight, though. Salem Red Sox would move to 34-31. It would go to a tiebreaker between Salem and Carolina. 1-2 in the dirt. Hearn is able to stop the ball. 2-2 now the count as Lasky trying to work around a intimidating bat of Wilfred Veras. Fielder's choice, a walk and a strikeout on the night for Wilfred. Colby Smelly, the catcher, waiting on deck. Lasky's 2-2, tapped foul by Veras. Good fight at the plate, another 2-2 on the way. Three-two count, one out, bottom seven. Ballers lead 3-1. Adam Lasky on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 3-2 from the lefty. Up and away. Count is now full on Wilfred Veras. Colby Smelly awaiting on deck. Runner on first is Montgomery. Here's Lasky's 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three called. Veras down on strikes for the second time tonight for round number two. It'll send up Colby Smelly, the catcher. So it looks like Delmarva and Lynchburg will try to get that doubleheader in tomorrow night. 5:35 scheduled start of the doubleheader between Lynchburg and Delmarva. Delmarva is well out of the race. They are in last place in the North Division. Second worst team, actually, in the Carolina League. First pitch in there called strike one. Colby Smelly, 0-1 count. Columbia Fireflies, worst team in the Carolina League, playing Charleston, who's one of the best. 0-1 is up and away, 1-1 your count. Kannapolis Cannonballers are tightly placed at fifth right now in the South Division. They're about 4.5 games back out of fourth place between the Woodpeckers and the Ballers. They have an eight-game lead, though, on the Fireflies as the 1-1 lifted high in the air into left field, but it's played well by Pagan. He'll make the grab for out number three. It's an F7 in the book for Colby Smelly. So despite a leadoff single for Montgomery, not much else on offense for Kannapolis in the seventh. Led to the top of the eighth in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 3-1 after a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wetzel Garcia and Uma due up in the order. Top of the eighth inning, Myrtle Beach Pelicans and your Kannapolis Cannonballers going at it. Ballers lead 3-1 here in the eighth inning. Bowen Plagey back out on the bump. First pitch is a fastball well inside to Wetzel. 1-0 your count. Quick mound visit now as Plagey and Colby Smelly will talk a little bit of business. 1-0 count now. Looks like Elliot Melton, the home plate umpire, will issue a mound visit on Bowen Plagey. Now bring up Jacob Wetzel, 0-for-2 on the night with a flyout and a pop out. Plagey, deep breath, 1-0. Fastball just outside. 2-0 now the count. Close calls behind home plate tonight by Elliot Melton. Garcia on deck, here's the pitch. Fastball from Plagey is low and inside, 3-0 count. On Jacob Wetzel. Ballers looking to hold on to a narrow lead. Plagey's 3-0. Fastball low and away. Ball four. It's a leadoff four-pitch walk to Jacob Wetzel. On base for the first time tonight. That'll send up Ravage Garcia. Wetzel is 9-for-10 on the year in stolen base attempts. Current leader, actually, in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lineup. There's only one Pelican that's picked up more, and it is Pete Crow Armstrong, who is technically not a Pelican anymore. He's a South Bend Cub. First pitch, big swing and a foul tip from Garcia. 0-1 now the count. Plagey just looking to survive this eighth inning, maybe a ninth inning. See if Guillermo Quiroz stops to put another pitcher in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a foul tip from Garcia. 0-2 now your count. Ravage Garcia just added to the lineup yesterday for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Had the night off last night. 0-2 with a pop out and a fly out. Plagey 0-2 count. Here's the delivery. Pitch is outside. 1-2 now the count on Garcia. Plagey at over 30 pitches now. He's about 33-34. On deck is the top of the order in Uma. 1-2 tap foul by Garcia. We'll do another one at 1-2. Decent lead at first for Jacob Wetzel. Again, he's 9-for-10 on the year in stolen base attempts. Garcia leaning in with the bat over the left shoulder. 1-2. Fastball is low and outside. Now even a 2-2 on Reyvaj Garcia. Uma, the second baseman, awaiting on deck. Top of the eighth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Plagueis 2-2 is just off the plate. Count now runs full. Looks like it was just outside. Count now full on Reyvaj. Plagueis already picked up a couple of base knocks tonight. He's already walked one. 3-2. Swung on, grounded to short. Big play here. Montgomery to second for one. On to first. The throw gets by the first baseman, and Gladney ends up in foul ground. Advancing to second base on the play will be Reyvaj Garcia. It's an easy play at second for Montgomery. 6-4 put out of Wetzel for out number one. We'll see how they issue it here as Reyvaj Garcia will reach first base safely. We'll have to check on the scoring decision here in just a moment. Nonetheless, it'll send up Josue Uma. Plagueis first pitch to Uma is a fastball in the dirt. 1-0 count. It's going to be a fielder's choice, allowing Garcia to reach first and an E4, allowing Garcia to all make it up to second base. So now Myrtle Beach tying run is at the plate. 1-0 is low and inside. 2-0 now on Uma. Looks like there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line. Looks like it might be Angel Acevedo. Can't quite tell from here. 2-0. Here's a pitch from Plagueis. Swung on hard. Grounder foul down the first baseline. Get one coming here at 2-1. It is indeed Acevedo warming up down the line for Kannapolis. It looks like he's doing it in a hurry, too. One of the more reliable arms out of the pen for Kannapolis. Plagueis takes a deep breath on the bump. Here's the 2-1. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? No, he did not. Not even an appeal. 3-1. Now the count on Josue Uma. Runner at second is Garcia. Here's a 3-1. Swung on, lifted foul by Uma. Count now run full. Uma in just his ninth game with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, batting at 217 entering tonight. Two homers, four RBIs. Been an on-base machine so far this year. 3-2 count, one out. Big spot here for Plagueis. 3-2. Swung on, another one lifted foul, heads up in the right field terrace. Actually hits off the netting out there and just in front of section 101. Count will remain at 3-2. Three, two count, one out. Here's the pitch from Plagueis. Fastball is inside, ball four. Bowen Plagueis showing visible disgust out there on the bump as he does walk Uma. Now the tying run is at first base. It'll prompt a mound visit now from John Eli before Kevin Madej, the shortstop, comes out and will bat. Ballers picking up three runs back in the fourth inning. All of them on bases loaded walks. Myrtle Beach did pick up a run in the seventh inning. Their only run of the ballgame so far. Now they have two on and still just one out against a arm in Bowen Plagueis that has kind of survived his inning in a third so far. Inning in a third, two hits, one run, one walk, two punch outs. Ballers need five more outs to clinch victory. And a double play ball a couple of moments ago, however, an errant throw from Sanchez negated that. Ballers actually out-hit Myrtle Beach in last night's ball game. Even tonight at 4-4, just four hits either side. First pitch from Plagey, fastball just outside to Mede. 1-0 count. Mede 0-3 on the night, grounded into a double play, a strikeout, another ground out. He's been pulling the ball on everything. 1-0, swung on, foul tipped. Another one coming at 1-1 on Kevin Mede. On deck is the always dangerous Triantos. Tying run is at first base. Go-ahead run is at the plate against Bowen Plagey. 1-1 to Mede. Fastball is inside. 2-1 now your count. Mokiro is in Bowen Plagey's night is done. New arm on the bump. Coming for Kannapolis. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers. Baseball Network, new arm on the way. Looks like it's Angel Acevedo. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is 6'1", 205-pound, 23-year-old free agent signee in 2021. Out of Calabozo, Venezuela, it is Angel Acevedo. Second arm used this inning by Kannapolis, the fourth on the night. Triantos, grounder up the middle, played by Acevedo. He's not going to have a throw to home. He will instead take the safe out at first base. Acevedo really wanted to throw that ball home. However, he will throw it to first with a safe out. It is a 1-3 ground out for Triantos. Now two down, two runners still in scoring position as Uma advances to second, Garcia to third, and scoring on the play, rather, would be Uma. Uma at third and Mede at second. Alcantara digs in. First pitch is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Garcia actually scored on that play. So Uma's at third and Mede is at second. Ground out for Triantos. Alcantara is at the plate now. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from Acevedo. Fastball is outside. 2-0 now your count. Ballers now trail 3-2 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here in this top of the eighth inning. Acevedo, 1-2 with a 3.73 ERA. 31 in the third innings, 22 punch outs. Opponents batting 223. Here's the pitch from Angel. Fastball up and away, 3-0 now your count. Acevedo last pitch back on the 19th in Fayetteville on Sunday. 2 1/3, two hits, two runs both earned. One walk, one punch out. Three 3-0 coming on the way to Alcantara. Fastball right down Broadway for strike one. 3-1 now. Alcantara 0-for-3 on the night with two flyouts and a ground out. This would be a nice spot to put Alcantara into an 0-for-4 category. 3-1. Fastball is low ball 4. Tough pitch there by Acevedo. Guillermo Quiroz claps his hands down in the dugout. It's okay now. Bases are loaded again for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as Alcantara draws a walk. It'll now send Ezequiel Pagan to the plate. Bowen Plagey now has allowed two runs as two more runners on base are Plagey's responsibility. Pitch is in there, called strike. 1-0-1 count now on Pagan. Tying run is at third. Go-ahead run is at second. Ezequiel Pagan, the lefty, at the plate. 0-1. Swung on, grounded, past the shortstop, Montgomery into left field. Scoring on the play is Uma. Scoring on the play is Mede. Throw comes into third. Alcantara is safe at third. And Ezequiel Pagan has given the Myrtle Beach Pelicans now a 4-3 lead here in the eighth inning with a RBI single. He's been the hero all night for Myrtle Beach as that is his third RBI on the evening. Uma scores, Mede scores, Alcantara is at third. That'll now send up Matt Workentine. Colson Montgomery with a good effort at shortstop. He had to move to his right. It's a tough play at short for Montgomery on a hard grounder from Pagan. Workentine will now dig in. First pitch, swung on, lifted high, and foul by Workentine. Another one coming at 0-1. Getting two runs score on the play. So now Myrtle 4-3 here in the top of the eighth inning. Acevedo on the bump. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grand foul back. Quickly 0-2 now on Workentine. Well, that'll close the book on Bowen Plagey now as well. Still awaiting the final numbers here in this one. But Acevedo on the bump. Currently with 0-2 count on Workentine. Runners on the corners. Here's the 0-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Acevedo, the clutch strikeout of Matt Workentine, who's now 0-for-3 on the night with three punch-outs. But the damage is done. Myrtle Beach takes a 4-3 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back. Bottom eight coming your way on the Ballers Baseball Network. Yeah. Bottom eight, Benjamin Bailey's first pitch is low and in the dirt. Picked out by catcher Ethan Hearn. 1-0 your count. Adam Lasky back out on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Myrtle Beach now with a 4-3 lead here in the eighth inning. Lasky's 1-0 to Bailey. Big swing and miss on a fastball. 1-1 is now your count. It'll be Bailey, Misael Gonzalez, and James Beard due up in the order for the ballers in the bottom of the eighth inning who now find themselves trailing by a run. 1-1, swung on and foul tipped off the bat of Bailey. 1-2, now your count. Bailey on the evening has had a bit of an eventful night. Hit by a pitch, a walk, and a ground out into a double play in the fifth. 1-2, fastball is low and inside. 2-2, now your count on Bailey. Adam Lasky is second inning of action. Here's the 2-2. In the dirt, picked out by Hearn. Can't quite make the grab behind the plate. Count now runs full. As for Adam Lasky, 2-0 with a 0 ERA on the year for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Again, a 19th round pick, 2019 by the Cubs. 3-2 on the way to Bailey. Fastball inside, ball four. Leadoff walk here at the bottom of the eighth inning for Benjamin Bailey. That is a good sign. We'll send now Misael Gonzalez to the plate with one on, nobody out. Just to give you an update as well, Myrtle Beach with a victory tonight and a Charleston loss would division for the Pelicans. However, it does not look like Charleston is going to lose tonight. They are up 11-0 on the Columbia Fireflies at the top of the ninth with two down. Gonzalez will start with an 0-1 count as pitch clock violation on Misa. 0-1 from Lasky. Big swing and a miss. Now 0-2. Bailey at first base. It's the third time he's reached base tonight. O-2 from Lasky, swung on and missed by Misa for strike three. A two-pitch strikeout for Adam Lasky. Picks up his second punch out on the night. It'll send up James Beard. Beard 0-2 with a walk back in the fourth inning. However, now looks like the ballers will get through their meat of the order at least one more time on the evening. Lasky's first pitch to Beard is up and away. 1-0 count. Looks like that ball game is now complete down in Charleston. So the River Dogs do come away victorious. Myrtle Beach will have to win tomorrow night as well to clinch the division. Pitch up and away on Beard. 2-0 your count. Charleston does indeed win 11-0. Of course, Carolina with the big loss tonight out in Down East. The North Division is going to be a fun one to keep an eye on. 2-0, big swing and a miss. 2-1 now your count on James Beard. Salem and Fredericksburg still going at it. Fredericksburg has a runner on and two down. Top of the ninth inning up in Salem against the Red Sox. 2-1, swung on hard, grounder to second base, diving effort by Uma. He throws to second for one, can't get the second runner though at first. James Beard reaches on a fielder's choice, but what a diving stop at second base by Josue Uma. 4-6 put out for out number two. Back to the top of the order in Wilbur Sanchez. So just a reminder as the playoff implications are starting to play in to tonight's ball games. Carolina with a loss moves to 34-31. Salem and Fredericksburg, the winner of that one, will enter into a tie with the Carolina Mudcats. And then we'll have to see how tomorrow's games go as well. Myrtle Beach, though, regardless of a victory tonight, or lost tonight, they'll have to win tomorrow as well. First pitch from Lasky to Wilbur Sanchez. Fastball in there called strike 1-0-1 your count. Actually, Charleston holds the tiebreaker over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So should Myrtle Beach drop a game and Charleston win tomorrow, Charleston will clinch. Big swing and a miss. 0-2 now on Sanchez. 0-2 count, two outs. Runner at first is James Beard. Bottom eight, ballers trail by one. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a pickoff attempt. Throw to first is not in time. Throw to second is. It's a 1-3-6. Picked off, caught, stealing of James Beard for the third out of the eighth inning. But the ballers will send 1-2-3 to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning in a tight ball game. Top nine heading your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom third of the order, two up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Top of the ninth inning, the Pelicans lead 4-3 over York Annapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Angel Acevedo back out on the bump. First pitch of the ninth inning is low on a fastball. 1-0 count now. Ethan Hearn will take a 1-0 count now. Hearn 0-for-3 with a fly out and two strikeouts on the evening. Acevedo back out there for another inning of action. 1-0. Skips by the catcher in Smelly. 2-0 count now. Smelly's had a rough night behind the plate, having to deal with some erratic pitching from the ballers tonight. Good start from Jesus Valles, but once he got into the bullpen, things got a little rocky. 2-0 from Acevedo. Fastball low and inside. Count now 3-0 on Ethan Hurt. Up for Myrtle Beach here in this top of the ninth inning. Acevedo with a deep breath on the bump. Here's the 3-0. Swung on hard, liner down the left field line. It'll hook foul. 3-1 now your count on Ethan Hearn. He'll get another opportunity at it here in this top of the ninth inning. The story of the night for Myrtle Beach has been they struggled with facing off against Faez and Addison Coffey. Then Bowen Plagy enters the game. Tough outing for Bowen. How about the night for Pagan? The Myrtle Beach Pelicans lefty batter Ezekiel Pagan. 3-for-4 night with 3 RBIs. 3-1 count on Hearn. Here's the pitch. Swung on hardliner, foul down the left field line again. Another one coming at 3-2. Wetzel, the right fielder, waiting on deck. There is an arm warming down the line for Myrtle Beach. Looks like it might be their closer. Can't quite make out who it is from here. Acevedo on the bump. 3-2 count. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. in the dirt, picked out by Smelly, but it's ball four. It is a leadoff walk issued to Ethan Hearn. We'll now send it to Jacob Wetzel. Wetzel will dig in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans now, 0 for 2 with a walk back in the 8th inning. Pitches low to Wetzel, 1-0. Jacob Wetzel, the lefty from Walkersville, Maryland, 22 years of age. With the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization. Runner up on is Wetzel. He pulls it back, and it looks like it'll be a wild pitch for Acevedo. Advancing to second on the play is Ethan Hearn. It is a wild pitch for Acevedo. Now runner in scoring position for Wetzel. 2-0 count. From here at least, it looked like Wetzel had got a piece of it on a foot. However, umpire Elliot Melton has opted otherwise. 2-0 from Acevedo. Big swing and miss on a pitch in the dirt. 2-1 now the count on Wetzel. Ravage Garcia waiting on deck. Ballers trail 4-3. They'll send in the meat of the order, though, and to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 2-1. Fastball, good pitch from Acevedo. 2-2 now your count. Runner at second is Ethan Hearn. He's got a decent lead over there. Acevedo on the bump. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jacob Wetzel down on strikes the first time tonight. Angel Acevedo picks up his second punch out of the night. It's for out number one here in the top of the ninth inning. That'll send it to the nine-hole man and Ravage Garcia. Ravage Garcia, 0-2 on the night at a fielder's choice in the eighth. Swings on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 now your count. Ballers and Pelicans will be back at it again tomorrow night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thirsty Thursday, it's Boll Weevil night tomorrow night. 0-1, skips by the catcher Smelly, goes to the backstop. Another wild pitch for Acevedo. He'll send Ethan Hearn to third base, and now a runner at third. Still just one down, 1-1 your count. Well, last night's ball game finished 8-5 for Myrtle Beach. It was a lot closer game than the scoreboard entailed. Even tonight, 4-3, it's been an even closer ball game. Infield will be forced to play in. Garcia at the plate, runner at third. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 now your count on Ravage Garcia. Top of the order in Uma waiting on deck. Acevedo with a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Now 2-2 on Ravage Garcia. Garcia popped out in the third, flew out in the sixth, and a fielder's choice in the eighth inning ended up scoring as well. 2-2. Swung on hard grounder into left field for another run scored. It's an RBI single for Ravage Garcia. Scoring on the play will be Ethan Hearn. Now the lead is 5-3 for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Sends it now back to the top of the order in Josue Uma. Josue Uma will dig in, and a walk in the first, a walk in the eighth. Showing bunt, pulls it back, doesn't matter, called strike, 1-0-1 count now. Acevedo firing a fastball in there. Uma ended up grounding out in third and flying out in the sixth as well. 0-1 cut on and fouled back. 0-2 now the count on Josue Uma. Switch hitter out of San Francisco de Macorís, Dominican Republic. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch from Acevedo. Swung on, grounder to short. Montgomery makes the play. The second as it's a fielder's choice. Uma will advance on the play to first, but Garcia is out on a 6-4 putout. Nice play by Colson Montgomery at short. It'll send Kevin Medea, the shortstop, up. Mound visit now for Colby Smelly. He'll talk to Angel Acevedo for a quick moment. Kevin Medea reached on a walk back in the eighth inning. That's all he's had in the way of getting on base tonight. Ground out in the first, a strikeout in the fourth, and a ground out in the sixth. First pitch from Acevedo to Medea is off the plate. 1-0 your count. Kevin Medea, righty from Boni, Dominican Republic. 19 years of age, an international free agent signee in 2019 by the Chicago Cubs. 1-0, checks swing at the plate. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says Chad Patterson, our infield umpire tonight. 1-1, now your count on Kevin Medea. Acevedo takes a deep breath, sets 1-1. In there, called strike two. Nice fastball from Acevedo in the lower part of the strike zone. Ballers are one strike away from sending this one to the bottom of the ninth inning in a game that needs some couple runs now. 1-2. Fastball inside to Medea. Another one coming at 2-2 on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans shortstop. It'll be the top of the order. Sanchez, Kath, and Montgomery due up in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2. Swung on, broken back, grounder up the middle, making a stabbing play at Acevedo. Throws to first in time. Four out, number three. Nice play by Angel Acevedo. Makes the play, fires to first in time. And now, headed to the bottom of the ninth, we are here at Atrium Health. They need some offense. Who better to send than Sanchez, Kath, and Montgomery? Quick break, we'll be right back. New arm on the way for Myrtle Beach in just a moment. New arm on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's the closer, 5'11", 158-pound righty from Guazulito, Venezuela, 21 years of age, Alfredo Zuraga, wearing number one on the bump for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Wilbur Sanchez, Wes Kath, and Colson Montgomery due up here in this bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch from Zuraga. Off the plate, 1-0 count now on Wilbur Sanchez, Caracas, Venezuela native. Sanchez ended up reaching base back in the sixth inning for the first time as the 1-0 is off the plate. 2-0 now the count on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. A fly out, two strikeouts, and a walk on the night for Sanchez. 2-0 from Zuraga. Swung on, major league pop-up over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark as we'll hear the thud over our heads. Ends up on the roof here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1 your count now on Sanchez. Ballers leader in stolen bases on the year, so if he's able to get on base here, it would be a nice start to the inning for Kannapolis. Here's a 2-1. Swung on, hardliner. What a diving effort at third base by Garcia. Leaping effort, making the grab for out number one. Showing off the vertical over there at third base. He doesn't need a pair of PF flyers to make that grab. Out number one now, it's an L5 in the book for Wilbur Sanchez. One out now for Wes Kath. First pitch, swung on, hard liner into right field. Wetzel, the right fielder, will move to his left and make the grab on the run for out number two. Already quick now, two outs here in this bottom of the ninth inning. Last hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Who else than Colson Montgomery? He's reached base in all four at-bats tonight. Two singles, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Alfredo Zuraga, a 1.50 ERA entering tonight. 0-0 record for the righty. First pitch to Colson is up and away. 1-0 count now on Montgomery. Montgomery's now reached base in 31 consecutive ball games. Four times tonight, 1-0. Check swing at the plate. He did go around on the off-speed pitch. 1-1 count. Myrtle Beach would pick up a big victory tonight. They would need a win tomorrow to clinch the division. 1-1 is in the dirt. 2-1. Now your count on Colson Montgomery. Average is up to 329 on the year for Colson. Zuraga delivers the pitch. Big swing and a miss from Montgomery. Swung out of his shoes on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2 count. Zuraga, four-seam fastball, curveball, changeup. Ballers down to their final strike. Here's the pitch from Zuraga. Swung on, hardliner, foul over everyone's head here and over the press box here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll keep it at 2-2. Montgomery leading the way with the team with a 329 average. 2-2 from Zuraga. Fastball is well inside. Count now runs full on Colson. He's got to jump out of the way. DJ Gladney is on deck. Gladney 0 for 4 on the evening. Colson, though, 2 for 2 with a walk and a hit by pitch. Four times to the plate, four times reaching base. Time called by Zuraga. He'll reset and be ready to go. Zuraga, the righty on the bump. 3-2, two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that is your ball game. Colson Montgomery is out on strikes to end the ball game tonight. That'll be all she wrote here from Kannapolis, North Carolina. Myrtle Beach takes their second straight game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Final score tonight is 5-3. Myrtle Beach picking up a big victory here at the ballpark as now the Pelicans with a win tomorrow night will clinch the division victory as the team did not do it tonight thanks to a Myrtle Beach win, but a Charleston win as well. The River Dogs chin in that division race. We'll take a peek at some of the notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way for the evening. For Colson Montgomery, what a night this young man had. 2 for 3 at the plate with a walk and a hit by a pitch. He's now at 31 consecutive ball games of reaching base. 1 for 2 night for Colby Smelly with 2 walks. 0 for 1 night with 2 walks for Benjamin Bailey. Three runs crossed the plate for Kannapolis. It was Veras, Smelly, and Bailey. All three of them scored on bases-loaded walks for the Ballers back in the fourth inning. At the plate, it was not too bad a night for Kannapolis. On the mound, though, it was a bit of a different story. Two really good outings tonight. Jesus Valles, five innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. He gets a 4 ERA after getting a 9 ERA to begin batters in his only appearance so far this year. Addison Coffey comes in with a very clean inning. One inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. Then the bullpen got a little hairy for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bowen Plagey, inning in a third. He was hitting his spots. However, it's a tight strike zone from Elliot Melton. One and a third, two hits, four runs all earned, three walks and two strikeouts. Acevedo, one and two thirds, two hits, one run. It was earned, two walks and two punchouts. Again, final score, Myrtle Beach takes this one 5-3. At Atrium Health Ballpark. On the other side, we'll take a peek at the Pelicans. 2-for-4 night for Triantos. He does pick up an RBI as well as a double on the evening. The big story of the night, though, had to be Ezekiel Pagan, the lefty left fielder for Myrtle Beach. 3-for-4 with three RBIs on the night for Ezekiel Pagan, including that big RBI in the eighth inning to give Myrtle Beach the lead, which they never saw a loss there. 1-4 night for Garcia in his first game as a Pelican with an RBI included in the ninth inning. Four arms used by the Pelicans in tonight's ball game. 3 1/3 for Hodge. Three hits, three runs, five walks, and 2 2/3. Pretty clean outing for Jessen Dalton. 2 2/3, no hits, no runs, three walks, and four punch outs. Lasky, really clean two innings. Two innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, and two punch-outs. Zaraga comes in and gets the job done, shuts the door. One inning and one strikeout. He will get the save as well on the night. Well, Ballers will do it again tomorrow night. 7 o'clock first pitch between these two sides, Myrtle Beach and Kannapolis. Ballers will look to play spoiler tomorrow night if Myrtle Beach drops tomorrow night and Charleston wins down in Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Myrtle Beach will still be holding on for a playoff spot. However, the Pelicans are able to pull out a victory tomorrow. They will have a nice little party tomorrow as they will clinch the first half division in a playoff spot in the Carolina League. 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday here at the ballpark. It is Bull Weevils night tomorrow night. Be sure to grab your Piedmont Bull Weevil stuff from the mid-1990s and come on hang out here at the ballpark with us. Jorge Vera, righty, gets the start for Kannapolis. His 0-0 with a 0 ERA. Two outings, for Vera. Four innings, he has shut down the opposing batters, has Jorge Vera. On the other side, Luis Devers, one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League, will get the start. 8-3 with a 1.95 ERA. 7 o'clock tomorrow. Hope you're able to join us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If you're not, be sure to tune in here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. For all of us here at the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Dan Helody, as always, bringing you all the action here live from high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. I'll leave you, as I always do, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Final score tonight, Myrtle Beach takes this one by a score of 5-3. Thankfully, still plenty of baseball left. Just one game left, though, in the first half. We'll get it done tomorrow night. Until next time, see you soon. Have a great night, everyone.